USA Radio News.
President Trump is happy about a federal court ruling that declared Obamacare unconstitutional.
Great ruling for our country. We'll be able to get great health care. We'll sit down with the Democrats, with the Supreme Court opponents. We'll be sitting down with the Democrats, and we will get great health care for our people. That's a repeal and replace, handled a little bit differently, but it was a big, big victory by a highly respected judge.
The ruling came from a Texas judge who ruled that the individual mandate under the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional, thereby invalidating the whole law. President Trump tweeted that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving his job at the end of the year. Trump tweeted that Ryan has accomplished much during his nearly 2 years on the job, and he wanted to thank him for his service to our nation. And the College Bowl season kicked off on Saturday with North Carolina A&T defeating Alcorn State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Australia recognizes West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent reports.
The Australian government decides to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, reversing a decades-old policy on the Middle East. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Fundamentally, it's the right of every country to determine its national capital.
Australian opposition leader Bill Shorten says it's a political stunt aimed at winning the by-election for a Sydney seat with a high Jewish population.
What I'm worried is that Mr. Morrison put his political interests ahead of our national interests. I regret that we've seen a complex debate derailed by reckless and foolish behaviour.
Morrison says the Australian embassy will remain in Tel Aviv until there's a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. Australia will establish a defense and trade office in Jerusalem.
CBS is donating big bucks to several Me Too groups. The company says they're using $20 million from severance packages of former boss Les Moonves, who recently stepped down amid sexual misconduct allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch in his farewell address warned colleagues that the upper chamber of Congress, where he served for four decades, is in crisis. Warren also believes
things weren't always as they are now. I was here when this body was at its best. I was here when the regular order was the norm, when legislation was debated in committee, and when members worked constructively with one another for the good of the country. I was here when we could say without any hint of irony that we were members of the world's greatest deliberative body. The bar of decency has been set so low that jumping over it is no longer the objective. Limbo is the new name of the game. How low can you go? The answer, it seems, is always lower. When we heed our better angels, when we hearken to the voices of virtue, native to our very nature, we can transcend our tribal instincts and preserve our democracy for future generations. This is a final floor speech, not a final goodbye. 3 weeks from now, I will no longer hold office, but I will continue to hold a special place in my heart for all of you.
Hatch, who's 84, is retiring this month after serving in the Senate since 1977. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.